Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hey guys, welcome back to Pop. This is your host, Anthea Isik. Hope you're all doing good and staying safe. Well, yes, today's episode is a solo episode. It's been a while since we had solo episodes, and here I am sitting a bit anxious to take forward with the episode, but I really hope we have a good time while you're listening to this. About the episodes, like, we do have guests and episodes coming up, interviews, but this week, unfortunately, we couldn't align meetings before the Monday, that is today. So I had to plan or get myself ready to have a solo episode, because as we all know, it's been a while since I did solo episodes, and after a very long time, I decided to be, regular or consistent with Believe in K-pop, so I don't want to give breaks. So I decided, okay, maybe just a solo episode will do. And I have heard a few listeners say that they do enjoy my solo episodes, so with that in my mind, I have brought in the courage to sit down for this episode. And I'm not alone, actually. This is not entirely solo, because I have my friend Toffee sitting beside me listening to whatever I'm speaking. Like, we have two dogs, Oscar and Toffee, and Toffee's here with me. And what am I going to talk about today? I thought I can give a very personalized review on Blackpink's Born Pink album, the second studio album released by Blackpink on September. What? 16th September, guys. Solid. Blackpink is one of the groups that I have been following since day one, so they do have a personal touch or something, you emotionally bond towards them. So Blackpink is definitely a little special to me, so I thought, why don't we talk? I really wanted to write a review, but it's been a long time since I wrote something, and I am kind of stressed to write, because right now, I remember telling you that I was applying for jobs, but none of them worked out. I don't know how that happened. Like, it's so weird. I promise I got selected in one, and then they decided that they don't need that position anymore. And it's pretty weird, even if I say that right now. But it happened, so I'm back to my exam preparation. I have an exam to clear before I become a professor, so it kind of qualifies me as an educator, so I'm preparing for that. And while during that time, I couldn't invest myself in thinking about the writing patterns or where to write, how to write, and all that, but still in a different words, we can also say that I'm a bit anxious, because it's been a while since I wrote something, so it might take me a while to write, but I'm also planning, I am planning topics. Maybe in a few weeks you might find me writing something, so hope you guys are excited, as I will be when I'm writing. Okay, so when I'm doing this episode, I thought, while recording it, I have this practice of coloring my nails for every week. People who follow me might know this. Like, I paint my nails every week. Like, it's more like a routine. It kind of gives me the dopamine, Jackson's dopamine. Okay. Yeah, so it kind of boosts me, and I love my nails, and I love painting my nails. So it's not the best painting, but I try to do it, and I always update it in my stories, Instagram, and boast about the nails that made out. So I thought, why don't I just paint my... Okay, that's my Bluetooth speaker. Okay, yeah. So I thought, why don't I remove the old color that I have and paint my new color. So yeah, I decided to sit with my paint and a bar of sneakers. Now that, can you hear it? Recently, one of my greatest obsession is sneakers, a chocolate. Well, like, it's a branded chocolate that you eat. I don't think they consider it as a chocolate. It's more like a snack bar. So I am obsessed. So I'm totally open for paid partnerships with sneakers, like, guys. But if you like sneakers too, let me know. On the other hand, I wanted to paint pink, because since I was talking about Blackpink, you know, like, I'm planning to talk about Blackpink, I thought of doing pink for my nails. But again, I was a bit intrigued by the aqua color. It's more like the shawl shiny color, so I decided to maybe use it in my nails. It also is, it gives you the brighter notion. So I thought, why don't we mix pink and this aqua color, or yeah, teal or aqua, I don't know, but hopefully it turns out really well. And if you can hear the bottles, like, it's more like an ASMR. I'm not planning to do an ASMR, but if it does like turn out well, that's good. So now I'm opening my remover. Yes, so let's start talking about Born Pink. Born Pink is their second full-length album, and people were very much excited for this new album. It's not just the blings, but the entire K-pop nation was excited, because it's been 2 years since Blackpink released a whole package album, and it was considered as an official return. So though they never left, like, as Jennie says, you know, like, do you consider it as a comeback? No, we never left, which is true. But on the music scene, we did miss them a little, and we needed some new music to taste. So we were eagerly waiting, and they just made a return. So this comeback started with Pink Venom. Pink Venom was totally a banger. Like, it is so addictive. I remember, when I first listened to it, I had mixed emotions, but it soon turned out to be one of my very most, most listened to, or, on repeat. It's in the top. So that's how I have been listening to Pink Venom. And I did learn the steps, guys. I was trying to do the challenge, but I was also a little bit awkward, and I felt weird, so I didn't do it. But hopefully, maybe if I'm confident enough, I might end up doing the challenge. But yeah, hopefully it's not too late. But Pink Venom, yes, it had a huge reception among fans. It was also considered as one of the very expensive music videos, and trying to bring in this Korean traditional music in, which did sound very good and all that. But still, it had different reactions among crowd. People felt it was safe, people felt it was the same, or it was quickly arranged, or something. But for me, I personally enjoyed it. First, I was not blown away by the music, but it still became a jam, and I still listen to it. It's more confident, and it's a fun listen. So the title track, Shutdown, when the title came out, when they told me that, they didn't tell me, when they posted it's Shutdown, the immediate thing that popped in my head was the shutdown we had during our COVID. That vocabulary, or that word, has become very common after COVID hit us. So I was like, oh, shut down? What is it going to happen? And to be very honest, I was really into the song in the very first listen. It happens very rarely, but I really enjoyed Shutdown. And including their references to their old music videos really hyped me so much, because as a follower of Blackpink since the beginning, I was, you know, like very intrigued by the references, and I felt really happy that I knew the references they were making, and it felt so home, you know, like you feel so belonged. Because Blackpink started in a very different style, or they had a different appeal, but they soon grew up to this very huge stardom, and that journey might make Blinks feel a little disconnected, because we all will agree, or should agree, that, you know, like when a community is very small and close, you feel so connected, but when it's getting extended or it's getting big, you kind of feel disconnected. So there might be chances where we might have missed the personal touch with Blackpink and their achievements, because they grew out to be a global phenomenon and everybody started celebrating them. So it would have given a different notion or different stuff. So with this Shutdown, I think with the references from their previous MVs, Blackpink is just trying to tell you that they are still the same, or they still remember the roots where they come from. So they're still the same Blackpink that started from the very first music video. So Bumbaya, you know, like Bumbaya, I felt that, you know, like that is a scene where they ride bicycles or two-wheelers at the end of the MV, and they start Shutdown with a car. It's still the same path. It kind of resembles that MV, but they are now in a very luxurious car, or Lamborghini, I don't know the brand. But yeah, they have got upgraded. They have got into this global radar, but still they are still the same Blackpink as people and personally. So I really liked Shutdown. And these girls, they had this gorgeous aura. They were slaying, definitely. They had this lady touch, bad boss, you know, like boss bitch kind of things, which was really cool to see. And it again became one of the songs that confidently portray of how much Blackpink has achieved, which is really nice. So that's how Shutdown is. Maybe at times I did feel that there are so many songs talking about their confidence or the money they have or the glam they have. Maybe they should start getting more emotive or more relatable for the fans. It's totally my opinion. It's my personal opinion. Like sometimes it is not just about the glamour or the production about a song. It's how relatable or how emotionally you feel connected with it. So the glam or the luxury that they talk about might not be relatable to a particular crowd. So we might have different opinions, but that's what I felt. But yeah, we always love celebrating Blackpink, and I enjoyed Shutdown, and I really wanted to give a listen to the album. So we are definitely going to talk about the album. Pink Venom, Done, Shutdown, we just spoke about the MV and the music, and Type A Girl. Before we move to Type A Girl, I should also talk about Shutdown sounding really different. It did have a different sound, but still they stood close to their authentic Blackpink themselves, but still they tried something different. And again, Shutdown is inevitably a perfect anthem and an addictive song. So kudos. And by the way, I just removed my old paint. Now I'm gonna start painting, and I'm gonna paint the aqua paint, okay, the aqua nail polish. So let's talk about the Typo Girl. Typo Girl is definitely one of the sassiest song they have released. Again, this goes about being the type that everybody wants or everybody needs, and they talk about them stealing the show, which is definitely the truth. Like, Blackpink steals the show, and there's nothing wrong about it. And again, the same point, sometimes being very pompous, being repetitively pompous does make it really weird. But I don't know, I did see a lot of people praising and celebrating Typo Girl. So I'm just gonna leave it to your preference. It's really a hype song for the girls or yourself if you find yourself to the style. You can definitely say that I'm a type of girl, and you can definitely flaunt about it. So that's how Type of Girl is, and it's definitely a Blackpink style. It's not just about the lyrics, but even the music did make us reminisce of some of the previous songs they have in their albums. So Type of Girl, immediately when the Type of Girl pops up in your playlist, you definitely know that it's none other than Blackpink. So that's Type of Girl. And then we have Yeah Yeah Yeah, which did have my heart. It does have my heart. I did like Yeah Yeah Yeah. It did sound pretty different, and I think it focuses more on it gets a little melody, the notion after all the hype and the pompous narrative. The girls kind of calm down or slow down for Yeah Yeah Yeah. It's three times, and they continue that with, I think the next is Hard to Love. Hard to Love can be considered as my favorite from the album. I have 3 to 4 songs that I really like from the album, and Hard to Love is one among them. I don't know if it is because of the title. If you knew about Mark Twain's previous, the album he released, Mark Twain's full-length album, he also has a track called Hard to Love, and Blackpink is releasing another track called Hard to Love. This was coincidence, definitely, but it really spoke so much to me, because in my previous episode with Syed, I was talking about how it was very surprising to hear a song like Hard to Love from an artist like Mark Twain. And it felt the same with Blackpink. I'm not sure if all the members felt very personal with Hard to Love, but I felt very personal, because as a person, I have always felt that I am a kind of a person who is hard to love. People can't fall in love with me very easily. That's what I have felt about myself. And artists representing this aspect of life really means so much. Or can I say relatable, the term relatable. So it really makes it even more special. And Blackpink being one of the global stars, or the female icon in the K-pop industry in the current time, them releasing a song like Hard to Love definitely does speak volumes. So, and my heart definitely goes for Hard to Love, and you know, like Rose's vocals in the song is definitely very pure and genuine. And of course, I love Rose. Like, we all go head over heels for all the four members. I know Rose has this personal touch on me. I don't know how. No, like, when it comes to boy groups, I fell hard for the rappers, but with Blackpink, I fell deeper for Rose. So, congratulations, Rose. I don't know. Maybe she's all. She can. I think she is my girl crush. I don't know. She can be. She has all that qualities of being my girl crush. So, yeah. So, yeah. That's how much I enjoyed Hard to Love. Hard to Love is one of the most repeated tracks from this particular album. Both the Hard to Love, like, I am still listening to Mark Twain's album. I remember, guys, like, I remember making a comment saying that, like, Mark Twain's album may not be an album that we listen to on regular basis or very often. And then there is me listening to his album for almost, for weeks now. I think before listening to Blackpink, I was more into Mark's album and I was listening to it. So, yeah. So, both Hard to Love takes my heart. Hard to Love. Okay. So, next is The Happiest Girl. Hard to Love does have a melancholic sound and so does The Happiest Girl. It's an irony, guys. Like, the title talks about being the happiest girl. By the way, if you're listening to my dog's bark, I'm really sorry. Like, we have dogs at home and they are barking. I don't know. I am not stopping this podcast. Yeah, they stopped. Okay. So, The Happiest Girl is more like a breakup song where they say, you know, like, they break up and they are gonna pretend that they are happy. And all that. With Happiest Girl, though it has this melancholy touch, we can definitely enjoy the song as a music, you know, like, as a song. Like, what am I saying? Like, as an art, you know, like, the music, the melancholic rhythm, and the members' vocals. It really touches your heart, cleanses your heart, even. So I really enjoyed their vocals in this. Happiest Girl has my heart for the vocals that the members have contributed. So yes, Happiest Girl is another favorite of mine. And then we have Tally. Oh my god, I think I forgot how Tally sounds. Wait, let me try playing it again and let's see how it sounds. Okay, now I'm back. I just did go back to listening to the song. And Tally is also my favorite. Like, I also loved this very slow-mo way of moving. And the girl's vocals were pretty strong in this track as well. So I think Blackpink as a group have showcased more of their vocal abilities in this track, so that's really, really nice. And yeah, I enjoy Tally. It is kind of like, I really had some I really got to listen to the album for quite some time. Like, I remember listening to the album when I was making a presentation during a guest lecture. Like, I was asked to be a guest lecturer, so I was making a presentation and I was pretty nervous, but I wanted to make my, you know, like calm myself. So I decided to play Blackpink album. It was playing on the behind, I was enjoying, but I didn't really focus on the titles of the songs. And then there was a time when I was studying and I was listening to the tracks, and then again, you know, like I didn't see the titles. So please don't judge me or cancel me for not remembering the titles. But yes, I did enjoy Tally. And of course, the album beautifully wraps or ends with Ready for Love. Ready for Love is one of their pre-release singles. I mean, not now, it was released earlier. So Ready for Love did give me a familiar vibe when I was listening to it, and then it struck my mind that it was released earlier. And of course, Ready for Love also has my heart. I really loved Ready for Love. I loved the chorus, and especially the pre-chorus of Ready for Love is amazing. So I think my third favorite would definitely be Ready for Love. Like, as I mentioned, you know, like I can't order my favorites. Like, I can't rank them as my first favorite, second favorite, or third favorite. But I think my favorite album, I mean, favorite songs from the album will be Hard to Love, The Happiest Girl, and Ready for Love. So Ready for Love gives this peppy vibe. So, like, after going through a roller coaster of emotions, you finally feel okay, yes. And you can maybe dance along with Blackpink, who says no. Yeah, and that's the style of Blackpink's Born Pink album. And even the title, Born Pink, you know, when I was, you know, like thinking about the title or kind of interpreting of why they named it Born Pink. Of course, I don't know why they named it, but according to me, it felt like they were born pink. It kind of represents the Blinks were born pink, because it's black pink and they are Blinks and it's born. And as I mentioned earlier, their music video also touches or reminisces, brings in the references to their previous tracks. So it is more like it brings you closer to the group, or it takes you back to the days where it all started or something like that. So I think that's pretty beautiful. And also that I have always felt that Blackpink aims to give a new definition for the color pink, because me being a huge fan of pink have always gone through this criticism where, you know, like people call the color pink girly, people label it as a girly color, and if you like pink then you must be this very what's it, polite or shy. But that's not how I am. Like, I really love pink. I go head over heels for pink. Okay, that's my nail polish making weird sounds, but yeah. So I really adore pink. I remember, like, whenever we go to places or whenever we go to shops, buy something, I remember screaming on the top of my lungs, asking my mom to buy everything that's pink. I love Barbies because it's pink and all such stuff. And of course, if you knew, you know that I'm the Pink Ranger. Like, I'm the Pink Power Ranger. Yeah, kidding guys. But yeah, I always wanted to be a Pink Ranger. So I consider myself as the Pink Power Ranger. If I have Power Ranger fans, give a shout out. So that's how my relationship with pink has been. Like, whenever I say that my favorite color is pink, I have seen some people even giving me this awkward looks or some kind of a disgusted look, because I said that pink is a favorite color. Like, I don't understand. Why does a color like pink upset you or disgust you? Like, it is one of the beautiful colors. But yeah, on the other note, that's how pink has always been treated. And I always hated that. And even in Power Rangers, pink has always been the fifth. Like, why? But I do like the fact that all the Pink Rangers are girls, so I can be the Pink Ranger. But still, why all Pink Rangers should be girls? Why can't it be a boy? Anyways, pink looks great on girls, and I don't argue about it. It looks great on boys as well. I love boys in pink. But yeah, so that's how I feel coming back to Blackpink. So, you know, like, they combine this rebellious black color, or the trending, or supposed to be the cool color, black, and merge it with pink, which is considered to be this very girly, posh, and like, so softy kind of thing. So they mix this and they bring a new dimension or new narration. How can I say that? Anyways, so that's how I have always felt about their name and the way they bring out music. And they have always made sure to bring in a black and pink touch in whatever they do. And speaking of black and pink touch, did you guys notice in that music video that we had an enormous like, color of pink and black being used? Like, a lot of pink and black. Pink and blacks. Bink. I just gave a new color. Bink. It's black and pink. It's bink. Okay. On the serious note, it was more of pink and black. And if you see the references, like, Rosé was on the top of the globe, which was actually the color of the globe when during the Playing with Fire music video, but now it's black and pink. So it's like black and pink domination. And then we have this Playing with Fire reference again, where there is Jenny in the bathtub. And it was like the usual bathtub, but now she's all this grown-up lady playing with a black matchstick, and she's all dressed in black. So it's like that heartbreak cannot hurt her anymore. Is that what it means? It's like she has revolutionized. Wow, that's nice. But yeah, so Blackpink domination seen in the music video. And this time the budget was also a pretty less, and like, when compared to Pink Venom, I think Shutdown is kind of a low budget MV. Like, that's what people feel. And I did feel that it was simple, but I am not gonna quote on how much they have spent on the music video, because I have zero idea. So when you have zero idea, it's better to keep your mouth shut. So I have no idea how much they spent on this. Maybe even little things might have cost too much, but I don't know. But still, even if it looked simple, I think it was very captivating or very intriguing. On the other hand, even to say, you know, like, it was very much alluring for the older fans, like the blings, the elder blings who have been following their work for a long time. Because they ultimately know what they are referring to, and that gives you a kick, right? So I think that's how they have played with the music videos, and I'm really happy with how it turned out. And with Rose, Jisoo's way of narration, you know, like, there was a time when photographers were taking photos of her, and now she's lending out the photos, like, here you go, child. So it's now more like they have the control of what people talk about them or what the world sees, which is nice. So that's Blackpink domination for you. So on the other hand, we also had NCT release their album on the same day, which is definitely history because two of the groups are like definitely the top or the most listened to groups in the third generation, and both decided to bring out their songs on the same day, like the album on the same day. And I'm yet to listen to NCT on whole, but already I have a favorite in the album. It's Faster. Like, who doesn't like Faster after all this Insta reels and TikToks we received from the members? I think everybody would feel the same. I really like Faster, and I might end up doing that challenge. So keep an eye on that, folks. And yes, finally, I am done with my nails. It's pretty, guys. It's pretty. I'm so happy. And how long am I painting these nails? It's been like 35 minutes. Wow. But yeah, I was painting for a while, was kind of slow in my process, was trying to concentrate on what I was talking, but I'm not sure, you know, like when I was concentrating on my nails, I might have blurred out or fumbled a few things, like the color, pink, but I did paint my nails very beautifully. It has turned out very amazing. So if you're listening to it, please come to my Twitter and see my story. It's very beautiful, guys. I'm so proud. Maybe we should do it every week. Or maybe should I do a video of me painting nails? That would be very worse. But still, I love how this turned out. It's like I just gave the pink for my ring finger, and the other fingers have this very beautiful aqua color. And I managed to grow my nails a bit bigger, which is even more pretty. Guys, I am happy. I'm happy of how this turned out. So, yeah, hope you have a great week. And with a happy note of my nails turning out really pretty, I just ended my personal review or personal thoughts or personal rambling about the recent album from Blackpink, Born Pink. So I hope you enjoyed listening to my review. Please understand that this is a very personal review of mine. This is how I feel. I have been listening to their music since 2016, so that's how I felt. I'm really proud and happy of how the album has turned out, the music. But as most of them say, I do want to listen to more of their colors, and some personal stories or personal, a little more relatable storylines will be making the group even more special to their fans. So hopefully, more like their Netflix documentary, that kind of personalization. Maybe they don't have to be brutally honest about everything, because it is again the choice of idols. Like, some prefer telling their stories, some decide to keep it with themselves. So I totally agree with their personal space. They don't have to share their own stories, but relatable lyrics or relatable lines to the normal people around the world can definitely, give you that punch or that advancement towards people's heart. So that's what I felt, and hope that makes sense. Okay, so yes, that's how I enjoyed the album. Really looking forward to what they are gonna come up next. And they have this world tour coming soon. I'm probably never getting the chance because I live in India, but hopefully India also becomes a stop in the future. And yeah, that is it for today. Hope you enjoyed the episode. Hope it was not another boring monologue, but something interesting. And I did paint my nails, so I tried something different in this episode. So yeah, and next week's episode is going to be NCT 127, if you're an N citizen and you're like, you rude lady or you biased lady only talking about Blackpink when NCT also released their music, you're upset, don't worry, today is Blackpink and next week is definitely going to be NCT 127. And guess what, it's not just gonna be a monologue, it's gonna be a chit chat with a special guest. And she is a writer, she is also an Indian, and we kind of vibe a little on social medias and we kind of have similar tastes with music. So I'm pretty much excited to invite her. Okay, you know the pronoun now. But yeah, you know, like, I'm gonna invite her, we are gonna talk about it, and I'm pretty excited. And before that, I should listen to the album, of course, the full album, Paka, which I'm definitely gonna do. So I'm pretty excited for that conversation as well. But for this week, this is it. And yeah, hope you have a great week and have a fantabulous working day or school day or college day, whatever it is. There might be difficult times, there might be hardships, but still, you got this. We are all K-poppers, like, we have overcome the barriers of learning the language, identifying the K-pop idols, their groups, and we stan multi-groups, which is definitely a huge thing. And when you are able to do that, you can definitely nail anything that you do. That is one of the absurd statements I made, but still, I just wanted to wish you all the best. Always remember that Anthea here in India is rooting for you, and you keep rooting for me as well. It's a request, you know, like, you can root for me as well. And yeah, keep listening to Believe in K-pop. Thank you so much for your support. And if you think that I can invite a few other interviewees, like, you found this writer or music producer or a fan who has a different voice and you want them to be featured and Believe, you are open to do that. You can definitely slide into my DMs and suggest their names, you know, like, share their profiles so that I can get in contact with them and bring them as guests as well. And it's been a long time since we did some fan focused episodes, so let us also plan on that pretty soon. And I'm also open for paid advertisements. If you know people, like, we have listeners from almost like more than 80 countries, so let me know if any companies or people will be interested. Do share a word, it would really mean so much. And yeah, that is all for this week. Hope you have a great week again. Meet you next week with the guest and some amazing talks. So till then, take care, bye, spread love and be loved. This is Anthea Isaac, bye.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.